to Jabari Parker of Milwaukee Bucks, the Duke Blue Devil. Last night, Jabari was 15-4-3. And before the game, Scott got a chance to talk to him. Here's Scotty with Jabari Parker.
Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Jabari Parker of the Milwaukee Bucks. Jabari, do you feel like you really improved as a three-point shooter this year, and why?
Just been taking chances, that's all. You know, it was always there. I shot threes. I shot jump shots. I was in high school and college. So it's just a matter of just doing it.
So this team has the best field goal percentage in the East and averages the most points in the paint. What do you feel the reasons for that? Is that because, you know, guys like you and Giannis, like, pass the ball so well, you know, down low?
Well, that's the answer itself. The more you get high percentage shots, the better your percentage goes. So that's a big emphasis for our team. We got athletes. We got great guard play that can get to the basket. We got bigs that can finish around the rim. So it's just a matter of just doing that every night.
So your dad was a big influence on you. I read, you know, he started a youth foundation where you discovered basketball, and he also played pro basketball himself. You know, how much was that a positive influence on growing up and even now?
It was a positive influence for me because that's the moral fiber of the person I am. You know, my dad developed charity in my family and with himself. So pretty much gave me the characteristics that I have just by being him, around him, and just being around the game just made me want to play it.
I heard your cousin Jay was a big influence on you too, as you know, helping you develop as a basketball player.
Yeah, I got a lot of cousins, you know, but I credit the village that raised me.
So when Chris Middleton went down, did you feel like you know, this was something on you where maybe you had to step up, you know, and take charge the way you have this season?
Yes and no. I know that he was going to be back, but I was just trying to do my best as much as possible until he gets back.
Last one for you. How do you react when people say to you, and I'm sure you've heard this, Jabari, I drafted you on my fantasy basketball team and you're doing really well for me. Do you take that as a compliment?
I definitely do, just because they took a chance on me. And not a lot of people take a chance on myself. So it's a blessing, you know, that I have people to support me.
Jabari, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There you go, Jabari Parker, Scotty.
Says it's a blessing to have people draft him in fantasy basketball. I like that attitude.
I got to ask, who is his cousin Jay?
His cousin Jay. Like, his father played in the NBA. Sonny Parker actually played for Golden State. And his father, after the career was over, developed like a lot of youth, became very well-known in Chicago for developing a lot of youth basketball programs.
Right.
And his cousin Jay was like two grades ahead of him, and he credited his dad, and out of all his cousin Jay was the one who influenced the most, you know, to develop really him as an NBA player to the point where, like, he took his talents and, you know, really rose above everybody else.
Do you think it was a little creepy that you asked about random cousin Jay in the interview?
No, because I you know, I as I always do, I do my due diligence,
yep.
You know, and I prepare for these things.
Sure.
And while it sounds amusing when you hear it, though, a lot of times those questions, you know, show that, you know, you've done your homework on the guy. And sometimes when you talk about something like that, it warms the interview subject up and maybe they open up to you.
It
so
warms them up.
You know, it's like,
how come,
get him nice and toasty.
Yeah, how come there was no follow-up to the village where he came from?
I think he was just talking about, you know, the area that he grew up in when he meant the village. That's what he was saying. But, you know, you want to be, like, well-versed on these guys when you go approach them and show that you've done your homework, or you don't want to ask them the same question that everybody else is asking them, too. So maybe that will bring them out. These kind of questions, like, have like brought people out in the past when I've done the interview. So, you know, I never interviewed Jabari before, and I thought that was good background. But, you know, to the point about the three-pointers, he's averaging a career-high 20.5 points on the season, but he's knocked down multiple three-pointers in 10 games this year after never doing so in his previous two seasons.
Yeah, I think Jabari Parker, you got to think about this, right? His first season completely wiped out the second half of the ACL.
Yeah,
last year, the first half of the first season completely wiped out, coming back from that ACL injury, and then kind of warmed up. And we knew this year, playing with Giannis and being healthy kind of set him up to be the guy he's become, right? It kind of makes sense. As he's gotten healthier, that three point shooting percentage has gotten up.
Yeah, and coming into last night, the Bucks scored 50 plus points in the paint in six straight games, averaging 56.6 points in the paint over that stretch. And you know, Parker's been a big part of that. You know, you watch the chemistry, you know, between him and Giannis, it's just incredible. And then Monroe comes in there too, and you know, you'll hear from Monroe tomorrow. I spoke to him after the game, and Monroe's really improved his all around game. But you know, he's big off that second unit, even though he doesn't want to come off the bench.
I watched Jabari Parker play, and I think he's got incredible talent. He could be one of the best players in the game at some point. And then I look at his numbers, and I expect more. Like,
okay.
And they're good. They're good. They're 20 points a game, five rebounds, three. But you see this guy, and you watch him play, and I'm saying, man, he should be like 28 rebounds a game. He should have five or six assists. He's like that good, but I think the problem is he's got Monroe there that gobbles up rebounds. He's got Antetokounmpo who does everything. That he's always going to be a guy that's going to be the number two guy. He'll never put up those numbers. He's going to come up a little short. It's going to be interesting to see, though, as he develops there. And I wish he was honest about Chris Middleton and said, you know.
Yeah, Middleton.
I'm the second pick in the draft. I wasn't worried about Chris Middleton.
Yeah,
it's interesting, your points just about expecting more and, like, he's going to be that second guy, Tony, because that's the way the Milwaukee press like kind of views him. Like, you know, there's headlines in Milwaukee like he's becoming the perfect sidekick to Antetokounmpo.
So why did you call Jabari Parker a sidekick to his face?
No, I didn't say that. You didn't listen to what I just said. I said the Milwaukee press. These are the kind of headlines they're writing. I didn't say. Yeah. I didn't personally say he was a sidekick.
Sure.
You know, when I was doing my research for these interviews, you know, that's the kind of stuff I found, and I can see where Tony's coming from because you know I watched this guy on the fast break last night filling the lane, and you know this team. Not only do I talk about the points in the paint, but they run end to end so well. I'm like looking at this team, going like, how are they only 500? It's you know these guys have such good chemistry on the first unit with Antetokounmpo and Parker. On the second unit, you know, even though Brogdon's not on the second unit, him and Monroe have such great chemistry. But you feel like Parker should be like you know driving more to the hoop. Like Brogdon moves so well without the ball. It's like I feel like Parker can learn something from him.